coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, January 30th, 2023. I have a great program lined up for you, an information-packed program. Please do me a favor. Share this with others if you feel it's worthy. Put this on your social, link to this on your social networking feed. This will be available at HagmanReport.com. That's Hagman, two N's, HagmanReport.com. There you'll be able to find the video, the audio, all of the show notes, the whole shebang right there at HagmanReport.com. All right, I'm going to start out with this. We're going to be talking about a number of things. Everything from the bioweapon and how this is so critically important for people to understand, both as a eugenics kind of operation as well as a control operation. So there's two aspects to this, two components to this. But when you start picking up the pieces with the benefit of 20/20 hindsight, it really becomes clear, I believe. Becomes clear that the government has lied to the American people. It becomes clear that Fauci lied to Congress, yet he's out there, you know, messing around, retired, whatever, pulling in gazillions of dollars. The lies are different at every level. Remember that statement. The lies are different at every level. But the fact is, we are being lied to. Okay. I'm going to start out with this. This from 1 year and 9 days ago. I want to ask you if you remember this, because we have some things to connect here. And I have some things to show you that may blow your mind if you don't recall this. But this from 1 year and 9 days ago, here it is.
And believe it or not, police in rural Pennsylvania are asking residents to look out for monkeys on the loose. That's after a truck carrying about 100 monkeys crashed into a dump truck Friday. Now, no people were injured, but authorities say 4 monkeys escaped. 2 have been contained into a small area, but 2 others remain on the loose in frigid temperatures. The monkeys were being driven to a lab in Florida.
Yeah. Remember that? Okay, Michelle Fallon, Mooresburg resident, Michelle Fallon, she happened upon the accident, and she approached one of the primates. It hissed at her and got spittle in her eye. She was in tatters. Spittle. You like that? All right.
I do.
All right. Page 1 in the show notes. Guess what? She had an eye problem. Her eye got gunky. I don't know how else to describe it. And then she had cold-like symptoms after this encounter with the monkey. Now, she reports that the cold-like symptoms after a monkey crash, unsure if illness is related. Her eye, you know, who knows if it's related. Okay. All right. I can go along with that. We don't know, right? I mean, it's every day that 100 monkeys are being transported, and it's probably true every day, being transported across the interstate. This one happened to, you know, get in an accident, and then monkeys everywhere. Isn't there a game where you pick up monkeys? Isn't that the child's game?
A barrel of monkeys?
Barrel of monkeys. There you go. All right. Now, fast forward a couple of days later, like 4 days later. No, a week later. Right about a year ago this time.
Paige, Joe Biden coughed on her.
After or before he sniffed her hair. So fast forward to about a year from today. This is page 2 in the show notes. Do you remember this? PA woman irked. She was irked. PA woman exposed the lab monkeys after crash, irked by the lack of answers from the CDC and state. Again, this link will be in the show notes, HagmanReport.com. Huh. Wait a second. Nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. And then she's got some issues. And without warning, this article does go on to state that without warning, she's upset because no one would tell her who ordered or why a Geisinger Clinic mobile unit. A Geisinger Medical Center is right off that interstate, right off 80 in that area. Why this Geisinger mobile unit showed up at her home on January 25th. I'm sorry, it was 4 days after the accident, 4 days prior, or 5 days before a year ago today. Anyway, to draw blood. It was 4 days after the accident occurred. But no one's telling her why. So imagine this. You're minding your own business. Monkeys kind of fall out of a truck because of an accident. Can't make this stuff up, right? She goes to help. One hisses at her, gets spit in her eye. Her eye swells up. She can't get any answers from any medical officials. They send a mobile unit out to take blood. Don't tell her why. You see where all this is going here? Everything's on the hush hush. Now, some people say, oh, she died from monkeypox or whatever. No. Apparently, from what I was able to research and gather, she's asymptomatic at this point, a year from that incident. But here's the question I have. Now, these monkeys were headed supposedly to a location in Florida, a lab in Florida. Okay. All right. We know that there's research done on monkeys all the time. All right. Now, let's...
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do. All right. Now...
Monkey cough all over you.
Yeah. And let's not... We can write a Dr. Seuss book. In fact, you should. Well read. All right. Let's fast forward to Project Veritas. I don't know how many people have seen this. In the interest of time, I had three videos laid out. One of the date, Project Veritas date with this Pfizer executive. He's an executive in research and development. He's one hop away from the head of Pfizer, essentially. He's got a medical degree, although by looking and listening to him, you wouldn't know it. And if this is the level of people we have at these, if this is the kind of people we have at these levels, we are in so much trouble. Trouble's in a rearview mirror, okay? But I'm going to show you this video. This is the, which video do we decide on, Eric the Tech? We'll show you a little bit of the original dates. Now, you know how this went down, I don't know if this was off Grindr, the app Grindr or not. And I'm being serious about that. Project Veritas somehow got a hold of this guy or had a date with this guy. A male, two males. Okay. And so this was one of the 3 days, or I think one of two, maybe three dates. One of two dates. Here's video two. We'll play this until we get tired of it. Here it is.
Yeah. Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. Don't tell anyone those things. We're exploring, like, no. You know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. It's going to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
But is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like, there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make it more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Because, like, Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
I think revolving door for all government officials, it's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're doing their job.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
What is Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, you know, the vaccines now?
Oh, we actually have a meeting about that today, so there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing, I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, like, no. You know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
Like, the future, like, maybe we can, like, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. I mean, that's why it was a thought that came up in a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone those things. You gotta publish, don't tell anyone. You gotta publish, don't tell anyone. Okay, So the way it would work is, like, we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, causing the two infecting each other.
Did you hear that? Do you know now why I started out with that story from a year ago? We'll put the virus, we'll infect the monkeys. We'll infect monkeys, chimpanzees, primates. Go ahead.
Collect serial samples from them, and then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do, like, directed, like, simulation, which, like, we cannot prefer. And then you just sample what the different, proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, then you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
But is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
COVID virus experimentation on live monkeys? This is unethical, to say the least, and Walker describes those experiments as if they are ongoing and not simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just like something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like, there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
Sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. Directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses.
But you do things like selected
directional mutations to try to see if you make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks, because, like, Jesus Christ.
So, tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but...
Okay, you can cut that. You can watch the whole thing along with Malone's commentary, if you so desire. HagmanReport.com, the link to the program in the description box. That's a video, too. And he goes in, he also says, look, you know, I hope you're not an undercover reporter. We used to have an old joke back in the 70s. If a 60 Minutes crew is waiting in your office, you know you got troubles, okay? Now it's Project Veritas, because the mainstream, lamestream media, I mean, they're so lame. New York Times, Washington Post, where are they? MSNBC, NBC, all of the alphabets, not there, not covering any of this. Why? Because they are running, they are the Praetorian Guard for this kind of activity. I want to say something about the monkey incident, too, because at the time I thought this was absolutely incredibly weird. A family showed up at the accident scene, a mother, a father, and a daughter. The daughter couldn't have been more than 8 or 9 years old and said, hey, you know what? We want to help look for these monkeys because we care about this. And okay, really? Eric the Tech... Would you take one of my grandchildren out there? To look for monkeys?
No. Monkeys can be very aggressive.
Right. Do you know what? If you did and you came to my house to visit, would it be a pleasant visit?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. But I digress. Okay. So now you heard, and again, this is a kind of a deeper dive. It's not a real deep dive, but it's deeper than you're going to get anywhere else. So you've got January 21st of 2022, a barrel of monkeys on the highway on Interstate 80. The same day, a woman gets some mucus from the monkey in her eye, has problems. 4 days later, Geisinger Medical Center comes out. Guys take her blood. Don't say anything to her as to why. Her eye swells up, and it's got gunk in her eye and stuff. Yet we are told to mind our own business. It's none of our business as to what's going on. Okay, so that was a year ago. And the Project Veritas saying, oh, yeah, we are talking about doing this. Oh, really? You're talking about doing this? Or are you doing this or having it done on your behalf? Is this being done with SARS-CoV-2 and the mutations or other viri? Is that plural for viruses?
It's not gain of function.
No, of course. And notice the language change. So does directed evolution versus gain of function, does that give Fauci plausible deniability? Yeah, I didn't lie in front of Congress. It's directed evolution, not gain of function. It means the same friggin' thing.
There's no gain of function.
Yeah. Eric the Tech, you come on with me, man. I tell you what, I need help. I really do. All right.
I'm going to go back to the garden with my gnome friends.
Yeah. Fauci's retired now. He's a garden. He went back to being a garden gnome. I love that. Okay.
All the gnomes are vaccinated. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Now, I want to take you back even further. I've talked about this before, but and we're going to need the doc camera for this, I believe.
The monkeys were coughing and spitting on them, and they're fine.
Monkey was, you know, that velvet painting of dogs playing cards? Okay, monkeys, never mind. Monkeys with COVID vials or with Pfizer vials. Okay. Or Moderna or change, whatever. And you know what's sad about this? Is I know you know, folks, your relatives are the ones that say, yeah, right here, do me. Come on. Do me. Yeah. I can't wait to get the vax. And we are seeing excess deaths, excess mortality all across the board, except for, interestingly enough, Africa, which we're not seeing, but Israel's leading the pack among other countries, including the United States. So, and every day there's someone else dropping dead, died unexpectedly. Boy, we didn't expect that. 25, 36, whatever, you know, roll the dice. If you want to show this doc cam. Is it necessary? Let's see. Yeah, okay. You probably can't really see this, folks. You can't see it, can you? All right.
Six font.
All right, never mind. If you can put up attachments. Let me see here. Attachment 2, I think. Attachment 2 on the board. No. Attachment 3. Wait a minute. Yeah, attachment 3. Luger. Either 2 or 3 Luger with Obama. This happened back. Now take a look at this photograph. There's a very young Obama with Senator Richard Lugar. This was taken in August of 2005 when Obama was a junior senator from Illinois. Keep that up there for a moment. And you can swap that with the other Lugar picture if you'd like. But what they were doing is inspecting Russia and Ukraine for nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons proliferation for their takedown. In other words, making sure the NBC nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons were being deconstructed. Now, Lugar had this. This was the Lugar team, okay?
Loogies
and tatters. Well, right there, their shells are in tatters. Lugar is an Indiana Republican. He was at the time an Indiana Republican and chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Barack Obama was an Illinois Democrat. He was a junior senator from Illinois. The guy wasn't on the job for, I don't know, more than several months. They went over to Russia and Ukraine and places over there to inspect the deconstruction of the nuclear, biological, and chemical facilities of Russia, Ukraine, in different regions in Ukraine, and some of the satellite countries. That was the delegation, Lugar delegation. Okay. Now, here is an interesting point Ukraine, Barack Hussein Obama. And an interesting thing happened on their way out. It was on, I believe it was, let me look here. It was on August 29 when the Luger delegation, specifically Luger, Obama, and their respective staffs, were stopped in Perm and detained for 3 hours by Russia.
And they got perms.
They got permed the perm. You know, he does look like it, doesn't he? And that's not, and I'm serious. I mean, I'm not trying to be, I mean, if that was Luger, I'd say the same thing. He looks like he got a perm there. But Luger, Obama were delayed in an airport in Russia's Ural Mountain city of Perm. They arrived 3 hours late in the Ukrainian capital. Now, at the time, AP, and you can put this up, this is page 3, U.S. senators held at Russian airport. This did not get a lot of play at the time. This is from Los Angeles Times. I mean, it got maybe 2 paragraphs. And the AP did, I think, did a little bit more than that, but no one from the Russian foreign ministry could be reached when the mainstream media reached out to ask for commentary. The U.S. embassy could not immediately confirm whether or not this happened. Russia's FSB said, however, yes, we detained this plane, and we had every right to do so. And their reason was the Perm airport is not part of an open skies agreement, which allows certain planes to bypass inspections, which this bypassed. Now, a lot of people aren't making any kind of connection. Now, there's 2 connections to this. One, the obvious, the bypassing of the open skies agreement. Which, okay, I can get that. And that's like carrying, plans for a bioweapon in a diplomatic pouch. I'm just thinking, okay, out loud. But the other part of this is, who is Barack Hussein Obama? What passport was he using to travel? Or what passport did the Russians know that he was traveling with? I know I shouldn't end the sentence with a preposition, but who cares? So there's questions that arise even 17 years ago, 16 and a half years ago now. What were they doing in Ukraine inspecting NBC facilities? And if in fact they were in Ukraine, wait a second. Now, Ukraine was part of the of Russia, of USSR writ large, I suppose, but to some extent, okay, parts of Ukraine, and you have to go back in history. I'm not, you get that idea. Hopefully you get that idea. Then you move to this. This is bigger than 6-point font. They had to come up with something. U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioweapons. This is a Washington Post report, and it's interesting because this looks like, to me, when I read this, they're running interference for something. It reads that the United States and Ukraine agreed yesterday to work jointly to prevent the spread of biological weapons. Again, this is August 30th, 2005, August 30th of 2005, U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioweapons. They agreed to work jointly to prevent the spread of biological weapons. What are they doing? Excuse me. What's going on here? A pact that clears the way for Ukraine's government to receive U.S. aid to improve security at facilities where dangerous microbes are kept. Eric Tech, you tracking? You following?
Microbes.
Okay. Now, again, you're looking at Barack Obama in a position that junior senators are not really, shouldn't be part of, but yet here he is. And here he is over in Ukraine, or Perm, Russia, having a perm, and after his perm, inspecting the NBC, specifically the B, for biological weapons. They get stopped at Perm in the Urals and delayed for 3 hours. And I should note that Obama was taken away and interviewed by himself for 3 hours.
And let's always remember, he was scheduled to be president, so.
And there you have it. Okay. Now, okay. During his presidency, then, we had what? We saw the Maidan Revolution. We saw a whole lot of things happen in Ukraine, including Joey Sixplugs talking about rearranging the prosecutorial framework of Ukraine. But even worse than that, who is responsible for the current leadership in Ukraine? Who is responsible for the leadership prior to the current leadership in Ukraine? The progression of leadership. Follow me on this. It was the Obama regime, and in particular, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein Obama, and Victoria Nuland. Now, if we go to show notes, page six, leaked audio reveals embarrassing U.S. exchange on Ukraine-EU. Now, we don't have to play that audio, but take a look at page six here. You see that? What's the date on that? That's, okay, so February 6, 2014. So, thank you, Eric the Tech. I couldn't see it from my spy here.
You got monkey spit in your eye.
I got spittle. I'm in tatters from the barrel of monkeys. But here's the thing. Obama was there in 05 working with the NBC, that delegation, the Lugar delegation, where he really had no experience he shouldn't have been. And then he, during his tenure as occupant of the White Hut, was involved in the Maidan Revolution and the changing of the entirety of Ukraine's leadership, including the prosecution. That's Joe Biden's area of expertise. But Victoria Nuland was the mouthpiece. And when confronted about the opinions of the EU, she said, F the EU. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of that. Nuland was heard telling U.S. Ambassador Jeffrey Pyatt that she doesn't think that Kachenko, the boxer-turned politician, who was the main opposition to the leadership in a new government. So you've got Obama effectively framing up the government for Ukraine, bringing us to where we are today, which is a proxy war with Russia. You tracking? You getting this? So all of this, okay, what does this have to do with the monkeys on Interstate 80? 46 bioweapon labs, or 46 bioresearch, as they call them, labs in Ukraine. They were targeted by the Russians initially. And while the first moment that the Russians went into Ukraine, the shredders were working overtime to shred documents about what they were doing at those locations in Ukraine. I'm telling you right now, Ukraine plays a huge role in all of this, in spite of, or in addition to Biden and what he did with respect to the energy sector, Obama is doing with respect to the, I don't want to say pharmaceutical, but the bioweapon sector. And what do we have today? If you bring this all together today, all of these little pieces, I'm telling you right now, you have this forethought, this course of criminal conduct that involves these individuals. I hope you're following. And if not, please open and read every single show note that I have listed at HagmanReport.com. All right, before I go on, I want to thank you for supporting this program. I want to thank Policy Genius as well. You know, it's important to have life insurance. I'm telling you right now, it really is. If you've lived at all and you've seen people pass away that have families and friends or families, and you can see the destruction of families because of the lack of preparation. So prepare. And Policy Genius, it does just that. It helps you prepare in the event of a loss of a loved one, or in the event of your loss. Look, if you've got family like I do, you've got a lot of things to worry about anyway. A good life insurance plan can give you extra peace of mind that your family will always be taken care of. And that's a good thing to put to rest. Policy Genius can do that for you. If you've got life insurance, take a look at Policy Genius anyway, especially the young crowd, and compare quotes. All right. I know people have used Policy Genius and they saved a lot of money compared to captive companies, other companies out there in the marketplace. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry, and they have done just that. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. The reason I paused there, that $500,000, that's $500,000 of coverage. That's a good buy, $17 a month. And they've got licensed agents that can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week. And avoid unnecessary medical exams. That's Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description box to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. Tell them Doug Hagman sent you. All right, moving along here. I want to show this from, Steve Bannon. You saw the video of that executive. And his name, of course, Jordan Tristan Wallace. Like I said, or Walker. You look at the quality of people like that, and you wonder. And given the fact that he might have had a little bit too much to drink, but you wonder about the quality of the executives that we have in these various companies. But I want you to take a look at what Dr. Naomi Wolf. The confrontation with Walker first, and then what Dr. Naomi Wolf's got to say about this, because I think this is key. And I was going to play the different videos, but this has the confrontation, I believe, at least a lot of it, and then Dr. Wolf talking about this. Here it is.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying. This is absurd.
Please don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way, don't tell anybody.
This is someone who was just working at a company to literally help the public. You f***ed up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. It was very unsafe.
Can you please unlock your door?
No, no, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door.
Give me, why is my car so stuck?
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door.
Looks like Walmart.
We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Spies do not want the public to know that you guys are doing directed evolution.
What is going on here? I thought it was like an interview.
I know, it's completely out. I mean, these like flashbacks to that like same organization of like those conservative people who would like randomly go.
You can fast forward or write the 224 because we've seen most of this. And so okay, yeah, anywhere in there with Steve Bannon bringing on Dr. Naomi Wolf. You there? Okay, here we go.
First of all, I'm literally a liar.
Let me have this. This is probably, I think it's got 16 or 17 million downloads right now, the original Pfizer undercover operation that was the other day released by James O'Keefe and the great team at Project Veritas. Make sure you go check that out. That's the follow-up where they confront the guy live. Dr. Naomi Wolf, is there any truth to the rumor out there that actually Pfizer, this is what Pfizer senior executives want to do to you, Naomi Wolf? They want to get into a throwdown with you of all your exposés. I'm just hearing. People are saying that that's what want to happen. Any truth to that rumor?
That's really funny. I had to actually put on Getter that I am in a sling because I broke my shoulder, but it was chasing after a puppy on an uneven sidewalk. So it's my own silly fault. It is not a pharma hit, but we are in deep waters with it, right? We are in deep waters with this latest revelation from Project Veritas.
At least it wasn't a monkey.
I'd like to speak to it because the drama of it is pretty overwhelming and it's kind of brilliant. Investigative journalism, undercover journalism. I hope someday we get to see the smoking hot undercover reporters, both male and female, that Project Veritas seems to be able to deploy to get people after secret.
They've got the honey trap. They got the honey pot down. I want to tie though the substance of the guy's conversation. Of course, all these things, it's the male ego bragging stuff like that. But there's so much substance in everyone, whether it's Facebook, Pfizer. I want to tie that back to the research that you guys have done, the team's done, to really get to the bottom of what's going on here with Pfizer.
Pause that for a second. I want to comment on this. What Ben said about the ego and such. Look, as an investigator, again, as long as I've been an investigator, I've gone undercover as well, which happens to be Eric the Tech. I produced video like this to that judge in New York, and that happened, video and audio, and that happened to be when he was yelling at me and calling me a liar, and we had words, and the TV was thrown, and okay. But here, that's the backstory behind that, but here's the thing. The thing. Corn Pop was a bad dude, but here's the thing. Criminals... People engage in activity that's, even if you're not a criminal, it's not criminal activity, but people engage in secretive activity. They want to tell you. Please understand that. They want to tell you. It's one of the most amazing things. And I know there are investigators listening to this out there. You can agree with me. Make a comment on Rumble or Brighteon or whatever. Rumble, you guys subscribe, but no worries. Make a comment, and you know, people want to tell you. They want you to know. Hey, this is going on, and you know, don't tell anybody, but it's going on. Or this is what I did. They want to confess. Go ahead and continue with that.
It's very important because when I saw that first clip, especially where Jordan Walker is basically confirming something so disturbing that, according to him, Pfizer is driving gain-of-function experiments to make viruses more pathogenic or what he rebranded or Pfizer rebranded as directed evolution, as if that makes it okay. In a couple of ways, that didn't surprise me. I mean, I know the rest of the world kind of had to go through this process of, good God, that's the most evil thing ever. But I was ready and prepared psychologically. It's additional confirmation from the Project Veritas side of what we've confirmed in the Pfizer documents book by the War Room Daily Clout volunteers, which is that Pfizer is a genocidal organization that is perfectly comfortable experimenting on human beings in a way that could endanger them or kill them. And, you know, we've proven that. So this is additional verification from a completely different source point. But the other thing I also want to say is that early on, Moderna had on its website a boast that early on, like the end of 2020, that the vaccines they were preparing, the mRNA vaccines, are superior to traditional vaccines because they were like software that could receive additional uploads. And this was actually in an investor deck that I found. And they were saying, look, investors, you really should invest in Moderna rather than, you know, a typical Johnson & Johnson type vaccine, because we're going to have to do it over and over and over again. We get to do it over and over again. So that tweet of mine was taken out of context often. And I've learned that when they really direct energy going after someone, you're probably over the target for something. And so the fact that from the very beginning, the business model of this vaccine is what we're rolling out, what we discussed last week. Now it has to be every year. Now it has to be for different variants. Now you're never going to be done with it, no matter what happens with COVID. That was baked into this business product and the rollout and the conception of it from before there was even a COVID pandemic, right? That was always part of what was going to be so awesome as a cash cow, in the words of Jordan Walker, about these mRNA vaccines, that they and I guess the other thing I want to say, and then I want to get to Pfizer's response, which is so shocking, right? But completely aligned with what we're saying here. The early on in 2020 and into 2021, when I would see the news reporting of, you know, Delta, Omicron, never before in the history of a disease was there that kind of branding of variants, right? Or even the word variant, or, you know, the very flashy language that the New York Times, totally in the tank for Pfizer, used through their very bought-off reporter, Apoorva Mandavili. She called it for a while a double variant or double mutant variant, right? I mean, this is language from like 1950s horror films. And never before, not with tuberculosis, not with AIDS and HIV, you know, not with certainly manifestations of flu, were the variations so branded. And I know enough about marketing, right, and marketing a campaign to know that this was a campaign highly developed, distributed to all these news outlets with talking points and press releases. This is the new variant. Well, obviously, the new variant is going to be a pretext for a new product, right? It's just like fashion, or it's just like, you know, the avocado colored accessories in 1970s kitchens. Well, now that's out of fashion. So you need, you know, stainless steel accessories. Now that's out of fashion. You need white accessories. So that's what they're trying to do with this disease and with these vaccines. And that's what they're doing. So I guess what's truly terrifying, but not, again, not surprising to us at War Room Daily Clout, because we've seen how genocidal systematically this company is this press release that Pfizer issued, a response at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, what reporters call a dump right after the news day. It basically acknowledges that this is true. It is a confirmation. And there are things in the wording that are so disturbing to me because of the reporting I've done about the role of China and other countries that are our enemies in developing these vaccines. And I'm happy to speak to that if you like.
Yes, definitely. And by the way, I want you also to say, you know, it's one of the major institutions in the world, Pfizer. When you say genocidal organization, particularly given your family's history with the Holocaust, and we just had the 80th anniversary remembrance of it on Friday. You don't say that lightly. What do you mean when you say one of the most important companies in America, one of the biggest companies in America, one of the biggest companies in the world, that sponsors, you know, we could play this Pfizer hit that's got, you know, every news show, MSNBC, New York Times, all of it as sponsored by, brought to you by Pfizer. When you say they're genocidal, that's a pretty big charge, ma'am.
Yeah, I say it very conservatively, and I've brought the evidence to this show many, many times, and it's now in one place in the War Room Daily Clout Pfizer Documents ebook, and in the 50 reports by the volunteers. For example, they killed 61 people. They let them die of stroke, and half of the stroke adverse events were within 48 hours of injection, and they kept going. They killed 5 people with liver damage. Half of the liver damage events were within 48 hours, and they kept going. They damaged the reproductive testes. There's no more polite way to say it, of baby boys and little boys in utero, damaging their ability to reproduce even if they're never vaccinated. They proved it within the Pfizer documents, and they kept going. They destroyed the fertility of women. This is fully documented with these 20 different names in the Pfizer documents for ruining women's menstrual health and health in general. And now, as Igor Chudov and Dr. Robert Chandler have shown in the most recent Pfizer document by Dr. Robert Chandler, there's a 13% to 20% drop in live births in European countries around the world. And I've also shown, I could go on and on and on. They knew that, like, young adults, right? I just heard from someone I love yesterday that there was another student who died in New Jersey. And when I looked online to see more about it, there was a student who died in her sleep in Connecticut, and there was a student who died out of nowhere at University of Washington. So our young, healthy adults are dropping dead. Well, okay. Pfizer knew in May.
Pause that right there. And if you can just kind of keep that to the side, because we might pick that up later. But here is the, this is where the rubber meets the road, okay? You have that moron on that date talking about the experimentation and keeping ahead. In other words, for the purposes of making money, in his mind anyway, at his level, remember, the lie is different at every level. Okay, it's all about the money. It's all about the income. It's all about, you know, we've got something that we can just roll out and continue to roll out on an annual basis. That's about the money. Now, Naomi Wolf is talking about the greater aspect of this, which is genocide. Now, I mentioned, again, Ukraine. I mentioned monkeys, and then, of course, we talked about Ukraine. There is this absolutely fantastic thread by Clandestine, at War Clandestine on Twitter, that walks you through a specific timeline with respect to Ukraine. And the reason I waited until now to do this is because we have to separate, again, if the lie is different at every level, we have to separate the levels. This is the bigger picture, in my view, that wraps everything up. And here it is on your screen. And I'm going to go through it as quickly as I can here. Again, this is compliments of War Clandestine. It does a great job. The link will be in the program description box on Twitter of really laying this out. Allow me to address why U.S. establishment politicians are sending tanks, jets, weapons, equipment, and $1 billion+ to Ukraine. It's got nothing to do with their citizens and everything to do with deep state assets / secrets in Ukraine. Now, look at those pictures there. Those are the pictures, of course, of the NBC cleanup. Okay, now, number two, let's go back to when and where it all began, a flashback to 2005. If you think I, you know, am full of it, because I've talked about this before. He writes that Obama and Luger visited the Soviet biological and chemical facilities in Ukraine and established the deep state roots in Ukraine. This is where it all began. This, And you think that this is a Republican v. Democrat thing? No, this is a uniparty globalist issue. And this is documented in the Washington Post. And then three, when speaking about the labs in 2005, here is how they were described by the Washington Post. And you can read that. It's all cover for something much greater. Okay, it's making Russia out to be the bad guy, us being the good guys, and there's no global uniparty kind of thing, no globalist thing. It's all cut and dry. No, it's not. And then number four, but when the U.S. does defensive gain of function / directed evolution research, it's not bioweapons. And again, you know, isn't it interesting how language is deliberately changed? And you can read on this where how the right, and again, this is a fact check from 2022, from last year, how the right embraced Russia disinformation about U.S. bioweapons lab in Ukraine. Well, in this case, Russia was absolutely correct. And as I had pointed out, as well as Work Clandestine pointed out as well, 100% correct. This is bioweapons research, this time using Ukraine. Now, there's some diversions here. Okay, so the U.S., led by Obama, passed the Nunn-Lugar Cooperation Threat Reduction Act of 2005. The U.S. took over former Soviet labs and facilities, supposedly to destroy stockpiles of NBC, nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in Ukraine. Did they do that? No, they did not. They did not. They continued with the gain of function or directed evolution experiments. Then underneath, just scroll down a little bit more, you can see on the left picture there, a drawing, a whiteboard drawing with Moderna being in the center. I believe that's Moderna in the center, or Metabiota. I'm sorry, Metabiota. And this is where Hunter Biden and Joe Biden came in on this side of things. Again, there's the energy sector with Ukraine, but there's also the Metabiota. And Metabiota, as you can see, Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden, Christopher Heinz, Devin Archer were key investors in Metabiota. Who made the money? The Bidens. Okay, and you can continue reading forth with this thread. The situation turned sour. Under the U.S. supervision, Ukraine fell into civil war February 2014 under Obama. Well, this is where a little bit of divergence comes into play, in my view. This was a regime change by Victoria Nuland and Obama. And again, to keep things going for the deep state, because Ukraine being the laundromat for the deep state. And he goes on, and this is a very, very valuable thread to keep, to download, and to watch, or to you know, keep just download it so you've got it. So to bring it all together, the last thing I want to show you, page 4. If you think that this is all just, you know, all just the right or the conservatives saying this, the WHO came out and said it advised Ukraine to destroy pathogens in the labs to prevent disease spread. There it is. So from the monkeys in Pennsylvania to the monkeys in Ukraine, there you have it. It's the globalist playground. It's the globalist playbook. This is what it's all about. And this is about, as Naomi Wolf said, not money necessarily, that too, but genocide. I hope this made sense to you. I hope you were able to connect some dots. I had some more things to get into, including a large fire at an egg farm plant. Just what we need, right? Hillendale Farms, as well as some other things about AI and such, but we'll get into that tomorrow. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you again for your support and allowing me to do this deep dive research as an investigator. May God bless you. Good night.